Happy Monday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman now joined in studio by Riley County appraiser Greg McHenry.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. Glad to be here.
Oh, always glad to have you on. It's been a little bit, right?
It has been a while. So. It seems like it, yeah.
Seems like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. In news director time, it's like dog years. You know, like a week to me is like maybe 4 or 5 weeks.
I'll bet.
In real time.
Yeah, I can understand.
It's hard to keep track sometimes. But we got some updates. We've been talking a lot with you and a lot of folks probably over the last year, I'd say, especially the last year, about the whole dark store theory. That's just something that we're just starting to hear more and more about, not just the local level, but here at the state level, even at the national level,
right,
to a degree. And I understand there's been more to that, some more action, I guess, at the county level here.
There has been. And, keep in mind that you're right. This is not something that developed overnight. Kind of started in Michigan back in 2010. There was a Menards property valuation appeal that actually ruled in favor of the tax representative, or tax rep as we call them, in that case, that kind of started the whole thing. Typically in a dark store case, those folks are asking for 40% to 50% reduction in value, which is pretty substantial, and especially when you consider that statewide in Kansas and also in Riley County, our values typically are under what market value would be.
And you're talking property value.
Property value, yep. Correct, yeah. And we measure that by looking at properties that have sold and comparing the county value to the sale price. So that's a sales ratio. And typically our sales ratios are, on commercial properties, are somewhere between about 88% and 91-92%. As opposed to residential, where we're typically, 97-98%. So we're on the low side anyway, and you can imagine what's at stake then if a tax rep were successful in getting a 40% or 50% reduction as a result of one of these cases. That actually happened in Michigan back in 2010, and that started kind of a wave of appeals based on that theory. And a dark store is not a real appraisal theory at all. It's kind of a phrase that came up through the media and others, to kind of describe the apples to onions comparison that was being made in those valuation cases.
Apples to onions comparison.
Apples to onions, yeah. I like to use that phrase.
Yeah,
both are round, right. But that's where the comparison begins and ends. And it's kind of like that in these dark store appraisal cases. The real problem is that properties that are used for comparison, which all appraisers do, that's how we arrive at market value. We look at properties that have sold, hopefully that are very comparable, to determine what the subject property's value could be. And in these cases, they're using onions and comparing them to apples. And we can go into more detail about that, what that means, but that's kind of the short version of a long story.
And this is something I've talked with you on this program. I talked with you personally about it, and it gets so into the weeds a lot of times with this, and purposely so, especially on the tax rep side. They want it to be as complicated as possible.
Exactly.
They don't want people to really understand it very well, because it's easier for them to, push the agenda on that when it's really complicated and convoluted. When we're talking dark store, the basics of it is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the basics of it is that they're basically trying to say that we want to be appraised as if we're out of business, practically, that we're not open, that we don't have customers, that it's an empty store.
That's correct. Yeah. In the worst case scenario, in the dark store cases, their argument would be that the property would only sell at the end of its economic life, when the building might be 30 or 40 years old. Traffic patterns have shifted to a new retail corridor, different than what they were when that building was constructed. And so then at that point, the property's highest and best use would be as vacant land. We call that a scrape and build, a site where the building really has no value anymore. The value's in the site, in the location. And that's kind of hard, just on a practical basis to agree with, because you really are comparing, in our case, we'll say a Hy-Vee, that's less than 10 years old, to a property that is not in a high density, high traffic corridor commercial area, that's at the end of its economic life. It really is not a fair comparison. But that's what's been done and fairly successfully, unfortunately, here in Kansas and other places across the country as well.
And it really seems like it has to put appraisers in a tough spot, especially in Kansas, where there are a lot of rules. You guys are regulated. When you mentioned those percentages, those are percentages that you need to be within.
That's right.
According to the state, when you're talking about that 88% within market value, et cetera. And they're basically asking you to base your valuation off total hypotheticals, which goes against the way you're supposed to appraise anything. You're supposed to appraise things as they are right now to the minute, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely right. And, you know, the definition of market value as it's established in Kansas statute and in appraisal guides and manuals historically has no room for hypothetical. You know, we are appraising as it is today at its highest and best use today. And in our view and historically, in a case of a Hy-Vee or a Target, I'm using those examples locally, that would be as they sit today, not as they could be 30 or 40 years from now. But that's the comparison that's being made in the courts.
All right. I think we got it pretty well set up on the issue at hand. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit about what that means as far as the money side of it, and what that means for revenues for local governments, et cetera, because that's really where it comes into the importance to your everyday person. So more in focus. Coming. Oh, we got a phone call? You want to take the phone call now? Okay, we'll take the phone call now. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus.
All right. Let's say that someone does apply for that and it is granted and the value is reduced, the appraised value is reduced, the tax is reduced. Now, what happens when that property sells? What will the tax be for the new owner if it is the exact same use? Or if it is a complete different use?
Well, that's a great question. We are starting to see here in Kansas already, after about 3 years, I guess, of dark store cases going through our court systems, properties that are selling, second-generation sales, that were appealed and had, in some cases, fairly significant reductions in value. And typically, those sale prices are at a much higher level than what those reduced values were from the courts. And, you know, that causes several problems. One is a really bad sales ratio, meaning that when we compare the county's value, which unfortunately in those cases were kind of established by the courts at a lower than market value, so we're going to have a sales ratio that it is very low and it reflects the fact that the county's value is lower than market value. However, when those properties sell, if we can verify that that is an open market transaction, that it really does represent market value at that point in time, then we're going to be able to use that sale and any others that have occurred to establish value for that property and other properties just like it.
All right. Thanks again for the call. Let's go ahead and go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about the money side of this and just how much money local governments could be losing from this. More in focus coming up.